In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue to study the book of Daniel. Now, the story of Nebuchadnezzar is over. So, after King Nebuchadnezzar, there were about three kings follows. His sons only served on the throne for 1 year, and then he died. And another one served for 2 years, then he died. Then another one served as a child for less than 1 year. Then he died. And then Belshazzar comes. Okay? You understand my point? Between Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, there are three kings. Actually, Belshazzar and his father co-reigns. His father is outside in other countries. And Belshazzar resides in Babylon Palace over there. Babylon province over there, yeah? And the father is our place. Watch me, Sangha. So from Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar's father, and Belshazzar, actually, they were about three kings. Actually, only less for about 3 years. It's very short. So Belshazzar must have known the story of Nebuchadnezzar very well. So I have this kind of understanding in mind. Now, before the kingdom of Babylon falls, of course, that was destroyed in one day. Yeah, that was the last year of Belshazzar. Actually, the first year of Belshazzar, when Belshazzar took over the throne, even though his father is out at the other place helping the country, the first year, the Lord already gave visions to Daniel, talking about what will happen to the world history. And then that is recorded in Daniel chapter 7. Please turn to Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. Joe, would you please read? Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. Okay, so this first year of Belshazzar, Daniel had dreams that interpreted by angels. Remember that, before chapter 6, all the dreams was interpreted by Daniel. After chapter 6, all the dreams was interpreted by, visions was interpreted by who? Hello? Who? Angels, yeah? So you already saw first vision in the first year concerning the situation of this country, huh? Now we shall look into details. Now verse 2, Joel. Where's the Great Sea? You know where's Great Sea, yeah? Great Sea is the west side of Israel, yeah? We call it, also call it Mediterranean Sea, right? Above it was what? Greek and Roman, right? Greek and west side, Great Sea's west side is what? Of course, Israel, Babylon, and stuff. And south side is what? Egypt, yeah? So all the four beasts actually surrounding, in the center of the world at that time, is surrounded by the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea. So the four beasts come from the Great Sea. We share with you, in the human being's perspective, it was gold, silver, bronze, and iron, according to Nebuchadnezzar's image. But in the eyes of God, they were beasts. Four beasts came out from the Great Sea. And you read Book of Revelation, all the beasts from sea refer to political persecution. In Book of Revelation, there is one beast from the land. Who is that? That beast, the dragon given the power to that beast, and the beast looked like a lamb, but speak like a dragon. It is a false prophet. So when you read the book of Revelation, you know that the beast from the ocean refer to political persecution. The beast from the land talk about false prophets, persecution from false prophet. And these four, of course, these four beasts all trapped the Holy Land. Just like the last day, through Jesus' church, some of the country will go through some political persecution, just like mainland China in the Cultural Revolution. Like you know that, right? So Jie got to move from mainland China back to Taiwan. And Taiwan political situation is not stable, therefore IA's address is moved to the United States. So you can see the church on earth, God's people on earth have to do with political situation, right? And God's church on earth have two sources of persecution. One is, again, the beast from the sea, like in this case, because the Old Testament is a shadow, yeah? When you learn this, you got to know what's going on within the New Testament. So it will be beast from the sea to persecute the Holy Land, and then... okay, that's better. So you won't distract, because that's my clock, yeah? It make you fall asleep. So it's not good. Where am I? Okay, so you know why? So this piece is from the sea. Verse 3, Thomas, read out loud. Verse 4.
For the first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until it waved its wings, were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground, so that it stood on 2 feet like a man.
So this is exactly talk about who? The Babylon, and especially refer to who? Nebuchadnezzar, right? We mentioned about already, was the strongest in the fourth kingdom, like a lion, the king of the animal, like eagles, the king of the birds, yeah? And when he was looking at the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, what happened? The wind was taken away, meaning that he cannot fly up anymore. Nebuchadnezzar became to have a hollow beast. He went out to eat grass like a cow, right? And when he was looking at it, then what happened? Then later on he was able to leap up from the earth, meaning that he was eating with his 4 feet to eating grass. Suddenly he was able to leap up. A man of heart was given to Nebuchadnezzar. Not only a man, he can walk like man. Not only that, he can earn the hearts of the people. So later on, he can become king again. Exactly describe King Nebuchadnezzar, right? Agree? Now you draw the picture. You know not much better right now. Verse number five. Jonathan. Who are reading? Sorry. Which Jonathan? Hey, please stand up so I can hear you. Sorry, I'm reading Chinese. Huh? Thank you. So you know that bear is not as strong as lion, and it raises up from one side, meaning that Persian is greater than Medes. Yeah? We all know this already. And there are three bones. These three bones refer to three countries. Major big countries that Persian and Medes attack, meaning Babylon, Egypt, and Libya. I want to show you. Huh? Now is the time. So you need to take your homework back and start to fill in more detail. You draw three bones, yeah? Right? Now you give the name of these three bones, okay? You know my point? Okay, we shall look at the map first so you got an idea. This is Roman Empire, yeah? I mean, Babylon, I'm sorry, we need to talk about Roman Empire first. Where's Roman Empire? I mean, Babylon Empire, Babylon Kingdom, yeah? So you see, can you see? Okay, so Babylon Kingdom is by two rivers. Do you see my cursor? These two rivers, yeah? Do you see the cursor? Cursor. These two rivers, yeah? And this word, you see word? Where's Abraham came from, yeah? Right? And Iraq is around here. So Babylonian kingdom control south part to Egypt, yeah? And then Assyria around this place. So it's a huge kingdom, you can see. Then this kingdom was destroyed by who? By Medes and Persians, yeah? Now let's look at Medes and Persians. Persian's empire. Now you see, Persian was at the east side. It's the east side, yeah? East side. Later on, when you look at, there's a ram. The ram also prefigure prefigure Median Persian in next chapter. So you got to see the map right now. So the Bible is saying that he's going west and north and south. So when the Bible says that this realm going west actually take over what? Babylon. Going south take over what? Egypt and Libya. Yeah. Going north take Asia Minor over here. Yeah. Right? So you see, Persian is at the east, nearby India. And he attacked west, north and south. Later I will invite you to read that verse. But he has three bones in his mouth. The three bones is three major countries. Babylon over here, Libya over here, and Egypt over here. Right? Understand? Okay, now this Persian kingdom was destroyed by Greeks. Greeks have a very huge kingdom. You see, Alexander the Great is indeed mighty one. Oh? The Bible will say there was a he-goat. He-goat have a very unique horn. Huh? That's referred the Alexander the Great. Yeah, and then before age 33, he was able to overcome those kingdoms. Look at this. The Greeks is over here, right? Right? You see the cursor? Yeah? And then he was able to overcome all north part to the Turkey, and not only that, going south to Syria, Israel, and then Egypt and Libya. Look at all the countries surrounded by the Great Sea, Mediterranean Sea, was conquered by the young Alexander the Great before age 30s. And then he died without a wife, without sons. Therefore, his kingdom was divided into, they don't become four heads. Remember the lepers? Not lepers, yeah? Bow. Leopard. Become four heads, yeah? So the four head, actually, one head, controlled by Greeks and Macedonian, in this part, was in charge by one general. Another general was take over the Turkey side. Okay? Another general take over the Libya and Lebanon, these sides, and including Israel. Another general took over Egypt and Libya. Right? So you see that four generals take over like Europe, Asia. This map is not. Okay. Take over Europe, Asia, and Africa. Right? One general is in Europe, one general is in Turkey, consider Asia Minor. Another one is Middle East, Syria, and another general can overcome the Egypt and Libya. Yeah? So you can see there are four generals. So there are four heads comes out. Do you understand my point? Now, this kingdom, Persian kingdom, this is a Roman. This is what? This Greeks, yeah? Greece later was destroyed by Roman Empire. Let's go to Roman Empire map. Now, where's Roman? Where's Roman? I did not see it. Huh? Over here, yeah, Roman, yeah. So Roman Empire started from here, and they don't overcome the world at that generation now. And you got to understand that there was East Roman and West Roman, and when the Bible talk about that day, always talk about the end day. Antichrist comes out. I'm sorry, we need to go back to this map first. Persian. Persian. No, Roman. Where am I? Persian. Okay, yeah, Persian Empire, yeah. Persian Empire, there was a little horn comes out, right? And Roman Empire, there's a little horn too. They all prefigure Antichrist. So just let you know. So this is the give you impression of the territory. Okay, that's it. Please turn on the light. Can you read the Bible? After you have this kind of information, you know that the three ribs, the three bones in the bear's mouth is what? Is who? Egypt, Libya, and Babylon, because they are the most greatest at that generation. Huh? And then, verse 6, Joe, please read. Are you read it already? Yeah? Ricky, please read. Okay, so this refers to a Persian, to Greeks. When you compare with bears and leopard, who will win if they fight? Who win? Of course, bear win, yeah? Bear is stronger than leopard. Leopard can only run away. Simply, leopard is a cat, a big cat, right? Can only run very fast. And King Alexander, really, he was so fast. How fast is he? How fast is King Alexander? Huh? Please read verse 3. Chapter 8, verse 3. This talk about the he-goat referred to King Alexander. Chapter 8, verse 5. Sorry, I'm jumping around. I hope you understand. Ricky. Yes.
And I was considering suddenly a male goat came from the west across the surface of the whole earth, and that was upon the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes.
Yeah. So Greece from the west, and continue reading.
Six. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power.
And seven. Okay. All right. So that's good. So you understand that I talk about Alexandra, the Greeks from the west. And the Bible especially talk about in verse 6, yeah? In verse what? In verse 5, 脚不沾尘啊. When he ran, his feet did not, what, 脚不沾尘? What is that in English? His feet is not touched by the dirt, right? Meaning that he really ran very fast. This is describe how Alexander was able to overcome that territory in a very short time. He was able to destroy the Median Persian. Yeah, Median Persian is the ram recorded in chapter 3 and chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. Chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, Travis. 4. Okay, this is the bear, yeah? So you know that it go to north, go to south, and go to west. Go to west, Babylon first. Go to north, Asia Minor, then go to south, Egypt and Libya, right? So the three bones is Babylon, Egypt, and Libya. This referred to, in the previous, it was the bear. They are the same thing, right? So now, another move for you is that, draw the he-goat and ram, and of course, when you draw the he-goat, and when you draw the ram, one horn got to be higher than the other horn, right? Right? The longer horn is who? Persian. The shorter horn is who? Medi, right? Then later you draw a he-goat, run over the ramp, and the he-goat is supposed to run very fast, right? And at the beginning, only one horn, and later on, their whole horns comes out. I'm jumping here and there, because they are all the same. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Anybody got lost? Because I'm jumping here and there. Anybody got lost? You got lost. Okay. you got lost. Let me start over again. Chapter 7, you know who is bear, right? Lisa, you know who is bear? Who is bear? Who is bear? Huh? Greece. Babylon, Persian. Persian, yeah? And this one is the bear, yeah? This bear is the same, it's called, this bear has what? Median Persian, yeah? Is the ram in chapter 8, verse 3 to 4. Okay? This ram have two horns. One is higher than the other. Right? Understand? Okay, then who is the silver, gold, silver, and bronze? Who is the bronze? Greece, yeah? So this Greece is the he-goat, who when he ran, his feet did not touch any dust. And he has a unique horn. Who is that? Alexander the Great. And then four horns comes out, right? And this one is the leper, right? The leper, right? Have four heads. And when this little one was, Alexander was gone, four horns comes out. Because we did not read it. Let's read chapter 8, verse 8. So you know what I'm talking about. Deborah.
Chapter 8, verse 8. Therefore the male goat grew very great, but when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven.
Okay, so there, this is four horns comes up. When Alexander died, become divided into four parts, right? You see the map, yeah? Huge country into four parts. Got me? So the lepers is the he-goat. He had four heads or four horns, right? And then comes to here is Roman Empire, right? Chapter 8 did not talk about Roman Empire. So continue reading. Now, we need to go to chapter 8. Go back to chapter 7. Chapter 7, we continue reading verse 7. Now, after the leper, there is a beast coming out, right? Jeffrey. Chapter 7. Now go back to chapter 7. We will continue the four piece, yeah? The last one. Chapter 7, verse 7.
Verse 7. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had a huge iron teeth that was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts and that were before it. It had 10 horns.
Continue reading. Okay, so you can see this one have iron teeth. Actually, this is in chapter 2. Half iron, half clay referred to Romans. Huh? In Romans, there was Antichrist coming out. We talk about in Roman Empire, Christian was persecuted by General Titus, by one of the little horn. And this also prefigured in last days, there should be Antichrist coming out to hurt the Christian. No? But at the same generation, what did Daniel see? At the same time, what did Daniel see? Verse 9. Philip. Philip, please speak out loud. Ten. A book was opened. Who is this book? They are book of life and there are other books. This refers to the judgment time. So in the last day, there should be Antichrist. And then the kingdom of God will be a top. There should be a judgment at the very last day. And the horn will be destroyed. Yeah. Verse 13. We have to skip some verses. Danny.
Verse 14. Then to him was given dominion and glory in the kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed.
Oh, this is the answer to your homework, right? I told you that we are the verses of last days. Just like the stone destroyed the image of Nebuchadnezzar, the vision of Nebuchadnezzar, all the image is gone, then there was a mountain, God established, the kingdom of God that God established. Actually, this is, that is Romans, at the age of Romans talk about last days. Last days, the Lord will judge, and his kingdom will be established forever. And the same situation is described over here. So whenever the Bible describes there's a little horn, Antichrist comes out, then that means there's a great persecution, and then the kingdom of God will be fulfilled. So if you read Book of Revelation, right, the persecution will be 一载、两载、半载, 1 year, 2 year, and 0.5 years, 3.5 years. At that time, you can see, at least today I share with you, at that time, there was great persecution. Only those people who are in the house, in the temple, will be saved. Every people who are outside will all be killed. Even though you serve in the priest court, you are a priest, you are serving in the out court, you are going to die because you only serve, you do not hide yourself in the temple of God. At that very short time, 一载、两载、半载, 3.5 years, very short time, that Antichrist will persecute many people. Many Christians will die if they will lose their soul because they denied themselves in Naos, in the temple of God. And at the same time, there will be judgment will be the world will become soon, and then the everlasting kingdom of God will manifest it. The kingdom of God will, just like the mountain, will stay forever. So every chapter talk about the same thing. Understand me? You understand? So this concludes chapter 7, because the later part talk about the explanation. You can read the explanation by yourself. Now, chapter 8. We need chapter 8. We finish chapter 7. We go to chapter 8. Chapter 8 is the third year of Belshazzar. Daniel have another vision. Before the Babylon kingdom got destroyed, Daniel have two visions. This is third years. Now, please read. Eternal, please read 1 and 2. Eight. We go to chapter 8 now. Okay, so here another vision. Continue reading verse 3 and 4. Actually, this talk about who? Medi and Persian. Talk about silver pot. Okay? 马代跟波斯, right? Because remember, after Babylon was Medi and Persian, right? So we talk about Medi and Persian. This is the ram. Okay, after Babylon was Median Persian, and again, I said it go from west to destroy Babylon, north, Asia Minor, south, Egypt, and Libya. Then after Median Persian, it comes to he-goat. You talk about Alexandra. I think we read it already. We don't need to read it again. Oh, the he-goat actually is Alexandra. Run very fast. And then the big horn got broken, and whole horns comes out. Now, four horns comes out. We gotta see it again. In Greek generation, yeah? I'm supposed to show you just now. Greek. Greek generation, the general control Syria and control this size. This is a general control, this part, right? Okay. Remember, four horns. One is Turkey. The other is the other way. Okay. this guy over here, Syria, there was a king called Epiphanes. Antioch Epiphanes IV. Antioch Epiphanes IV. When he became a king, he tried to attack Egypt in his time, right? And then at the time he was not very successful. Then when he go back here, he destroyed Israelites. And then I told you already, this guy is a very evil guy. This is called Antichrist again, right? Everybody who do not believe in God and defile the temple, they were called Antichrist. The little home, this is Epiphanes Antioch IV. I told you already, he killed about 100,000 Jewish people at that time. A lot of them are priests. And he forced everybody to worship their gods. Those who do not worship their gods, they will kill them. And not only that, he offers pigs in the temple and spread the pig's blood in the temple. Okay? So this is a very evil guy. It is one of the generals from Alexander the Great, one of them, but it's not that one. It's, you know, later on there was a king, that is his name, Epiphanes Antioch. He did very evil things over here, over in the land of Israel, and that is the little home. It occurred in this generation, in Greek's generation. Now, I'm sorry, I need to jump again, because all the book of Daniel is all related. Now, please turn to chapter 12. Chapter 11. And if you do not understand what I'm talking about, don't worry, I will continue to talk about it later on, right? Because we are all always proceed. But I need to jump so you understand what I'm talking about. Chapter 11, from verse 2 and 3. Thomas. Oh, yeah, please turn on the light. Thomas. 3. A mighty king from Greek referred to King Alexander will arise, Verse 4. So forehead comes out. King Alexander will die and forehead will come out. Continue. Okay, so you can see it talk about the same thing again. And then Alexander do not have son, therefore the other people, the general, take over it. And this is long, this will be one of your homework too. Because I'm not going to talk about it simply too long. From verse 5 and on, actually talk about turn it off. Sorry. From verse five, talk about the battle between these kings in Syria to the kings in Egypt. 南方王, 北方王. We talk about North King and Southern King from verse 5 and on. Or actually, talk about the king of Syria, the king of Syria and the king of Egypt. They are fighting and fighting and fighting. After they are fighting, right? After you're reading it, then the Antichrist come again. So you see, chapter 11 is a microscope of, not micro, it's what? Micro, is it micro? Of chapter 8, Chapter 8. Chapter 8 simply talk about that little home from one of the general, right? And chapter 11 talk about very details, talk about the war between Syria king and Egypt king, and when they fight each other, and so many details was given, and the final part is took up the little phone again, Antioch, if we bring force, defile the temple, which is recorded in details in chapter 11. Okay? So you understand the point now. You understand? All the book of Daniel just talk about these four kingdoms. Right? Some people are confused. Sorry, I'm sorry if I make you confused. And the story simply repeated again. And in these four kingdoms, only two times the Antichrist come out. One is in Greek time, the Epiphany Antioch force. And the other one is Romans time, Titus. General Titus persecuted Jewish people. They are all the little horns. All the books simply talk about these four kingdoms. Now, if you are confusing, please, yes.
So can you just repeat when the Antichrist
Okay. This is what? Babylon? Right? Babylon. Is any Antichrist in Babylon? This is who? Median Persian. Is there any Antichrist coming this generation? No, because Persian king actually allowed people to go back to rebuild temple. Because how can people defile Jerusalem? Because at that time, the temple is not built up yet. Only at Persian time, the king give decree so they can go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, yeah? Now, after the temple was built, comes to Greek time. Yeah? Alexander died. You can see that, you can say there's a four muscle over here. Just by imagination. Okay? Because it's all visions, yeah? Four muscles over here, right? And then one of them is what? Syria. The other one is Egypt. When they are fighting each other, one of the little phone, Epiphany, Antioch, IV, defiled the temple, right? And this event is so important, it's even recorded not only chapter 8, also chapter 11. Okay? Chapter 11 give you details. Chapter 8 give you just a brief story, just a preview version of that Antichrist. Okay? And then goes to Romans, yeah? Romans actually is in chapter 7. Today we just talk about it. And chapter 2, they shall be the believer will be persecuted, and a little home also comes out, referred to in 70 AD, General Titus persecuted Jewish people, destroyed the temple. So there are two homes, from Greeks and from Rome. Now, after you draw all other pictures, after you draw the ram, the he-goat, then you will have better understanding. And then I will give you, so you do not toss away your paper, yeah? Because it will keep adding stuff into it. So you understand a better picture of Book of Daniels. Okay? Any other question? Okay, so in Belshazzar time, there were two visions. So we finish it. Chapter 7 and chapter 8. In chapter 8, let's talk about the little horn. Then we'll go back to Chapter 8, verse 9. Chapter 8, verse 9. Richard. Remember, this is the Greek's time, yeah? To the glorious land means what? His power. Glorious land refers to Israel, the holy kingdom, yeah? The holy land. And this little home refers to Syria, the kingdom of Syria. Verse 10. Yes. He described that he was so arrogant and so strong, and he didn't even like throw the stars. The star referred to the saints, yeah? Verse 11. So he defiled the temple of God. Again, this referred to Epiphany, Antioch the Fourth, verse 12 and 13. Okay, so this guy indeed did very bad things to the temple of God, and God allowed him to do it. He destroyed all the offering system, huh? And then this is the one that defiled the temple, and another sense saying that how long this time will come. And he told Daniel that it will be 2,300 days, then this event will come. And later on, he talked about explanation. Huh? When the angel talked about explanation, because we talked about it already, you just read it by yourself. We are not going to go into details. Huh? Okay, you learn all this. Now you learn all this. What's the purpose for you to learn all this? I mean, Daniel keeps seeing the visions about the future of the human history's future. What is the purpose for him to see all this kind of stuff? Why the Lord, the angels, reveal this to him? Number one, we learn that God is, the future history is in the hands of God, right? God is in control of everything, right? Number two, anything to do with God's people, sometimes God will foretell his children about the danger, the dangerous that is going to come to hurt you. Now, God tell you that in last days, you will go through persecution. So, even though we live at the last days, you do not know when persecution is going to come, but one day, if you face persecution, you know that the Bible already tell you so. Even use book of Daniel to tell you so. The Antichrist not only occurred in Daniel's time, or in Persian's time, or in Roman's time, also occurs in our time. Remember, when it comes to here, the clay and the iron cannot mix. What does it mean? Meaning that in this world, there are many thoughts simply cannot mix. Communist thought cannot mix with freedom thoughts. Right? Like Muslim thoughts cannot mix with Christianity thought. Later on, they become what? Almost become enemy to each other right now, right? Almost, right? You see, there are many, many things going on. They cannot mix, even though you put those people together, you put everybody together in the United States, Muslim is still for Muslim. Christian is all still for Christian. Do you notice that? There are how many people? They say a figure, maybe 600,000 Lebanon in L.A., 60,000 or 600,000Lebanon in L.A., right? When Lebanon was attacked, they are for their country. They think that, you know, and there are so many Jewish people in this country, and they are for Jewish people. They cannot, because their religion is so different. Even though we are in the same country, you know what, if we do not, of course everybody is for United States. Hopefully, when you get your green card, you say so, yeah? But, I don't know, can we really combine together? I don't know. So at that time, when even though you put everything together, but really it's like iron and clay cannot mix together, then the end of the stone comes, strike the whole image. Human history is gone. God's kingdom fulfilled. 新天新地实现, the new kingdom, the eternal kingdom fulfilled. Yeah. Right. So actually, why did the Bible tell you so many things? Actually, also teach us about these things we will go through one day. If Lord's willing, could be in your generation or my generation. Again, you might see something like World Trade Center. Boom, tomorrow, everything like missiles is here and there. How many missiles fall into Israel land? Like, huh? How many? From Lebanon. Peter, you watch CNN.com. We never watch news right now. They say hundreds of missiles, yeah? Maybe thousands of missiles. You never imagine. It just happened. So many missiles, right? Fly over, like now, long-range missile. You never know when that day is going to come. You never know. Persecution. And before that comes, persecution will come. So, okay. Now, you got the idea of chapter 7 and chapter 8. Which occurs Belshazzar first year and third year. Let's go back to chapter 5. This is the last year of Belshazzar. Actually, last night of Belshazzar. Now, they were at that very last night, they had a feast. Now, at the feast, suddenly they saw some written on the wall. Please read chapter 5, verse 25. Chapter 5, verse 25. Who can read for me? Olivia. 可不可以站起来帮我们念? You notice that I do not know all of you, yeah? So I keep repeating the same name, huh? Okay. Mene mene tekla uhuaoshin. What does it mean? When they have a feast, Can you imagine that 1,000 people? Must be a huge place. Actually, the excavated is about 165 feet times 55 feet. If you truly measure about it, really about 100 desks can put it over there. 1,000 high officers facing the king, yeah? And suddenly the king was looking that direction, and there was a hun qiang, a wall. Hun qiang. How do you say hun qiang in English? A wall. And a finger suddenly shows up and writes something nobody understands. The king look at it, what is this? So scared. And then actually, later on, Daniel was able to read it and was able to explain it. He writing down, mini, mini, tekla, version. What is mini? Mini means what? Mini means a mina. Okay? A mina. What is mina? If you read this, mina actually is a unit of money, right? Mina is 50 sekler. You read in English Bible, those kind of terms keep occurs, yeah? So mini, mini, 100 seklers. And mini, mini, this is taken from the verb of to number. To number. Okay? Mini, mini, tekler is 1 sekler. 1 sekler. So 101.5. Right? Actually, the word mini, mini, tekler, version, if you use that unit to read it, is 100 sekler, 1 sekler, and 0.5 sekler. So people don't understand what they even cannot read. Even they read it, they don't. Why? How come the word suddenly shows that 100 sekler, 1 sekler, and 0.5 sekler? But actually, take from verb. The first verb is what? To number. And tekla is taken from the verb of what? To weight. And version is taken from the verb of to divide. Because half sekla is divided, yeah? Divided. Right? Now, you understand my point. So if you are able to divide from the verb, that is how Daniel explained the dream. But actually, if you just look at the plain meaning, actually, it all have to do with money units. 50 sekler, 50 sekler, 1 sekler, and divided 0.5 sekler. Oh. Hey, this is what is on the wall. This is what... So can you interpret, if you see this, can you interpret the dream? Can you interpret the handwriting? Of course you can, I can too, but Daniel can. How come he can? He saw two visions already. That's why I started from next chapter, right? The first year he saw a vision. One day, Babylon is going to take over by who? By Magian and by Madai and Persia, Persian and Medi. Actually, the angel explained to him when he had the first dream, Persian and Medi, one day is going to take over Babylon. So actually, he can explain, not only at that moment, at the first year, he already knew the news. Angel already gave him the news. The vision already gave him the news. And then the third year, the news simply reinforcement. Now suddenly he see, oh, now I know. Oh, this is to number. Your days have been numbered. Biosasa, your days have been numbered. And tekla means to wait. You have been waited and you are fined short of God's grace. And half sekla is divided of 1 sekla. Therefore, your kingdom will be divided. And your kingdom will become two and go into many impressions. Of course, Daniel was very smart, and he was able to, by the grace of God, he was able to interpret these dreams. Yeah. Now, please read Daniel chapter 5. Now we started from the written, yeah, but we go back to read what's going on, what was going on. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. 1 to 5, huh? Sarah Ali. Amen. So God's finger appears on the wall. Can you tell me how many times God's fingers appears? God's fingers appears to write something. How many times? How many times? Yes, Tai Chi. Three times. When is the first time? Ten Commandments, yeah? God's fingers shows to write Ten Commandments. When is the second time? Huh? Yeah, the Ten Commandments. No, the wall, yeah? The wall, right? Writing on the wall. The third time, Jesus Christ used his finger to write on the ground, yeah? All the three times bring a lot of effects to human being. First time, give law. Second time, interfere human history. That war, Ko Hun Chang. Again, you already read. What is Ko Hun Chang? Plaster. Plaster of the wall, yeah? Plaster wall. Plaster wall is, so because there are a lot of Hun, a lot of, so it, when you write, you are able to read it, yeah? Actually, in that wall, it recorded the history of Babylon. Okay? Which year, which country they accomplished something? Writing on that is a glorious war. It's a chronicle event, all written on that war. 586, year 586, Jerusalem was overtaken. Must be on the war too. And guess what? This war has been excavated by the archaeologist. Similar stuff, writing all the human history on that wall. And writing everything, all the glory stuff, suddenly God edit with his finger concerning the ending of the history. You are divided tonight, now. Huh? Actually, later on, Daniel interpret that is actually at that particular night, they were destroyed. Huh? Why is that? Of course, you understand that time is up. The Lord has this timing. After 70 years, Jeremiah already prophesied that Israelites will return back to Jerusalem. After 70 years of capture, Israelites will return back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Time is up. Now, Babylon kingdom is a very monarchy. Duchaya. Very ducai. Monopoly. And their policy is that everybody got to worship their gods. Right? How can they allow people to go back to worship their own, to worship their own god? It's impossible. Therefore, time is up. 70 years is almost up. Therefore, it's going to change. So everything is in God's control. And not only that, of course, the king was measured and he is not as good as the Lord want him to be, right? So from this, we also learn that, you know what? You are writing your own history right now, right? You were born 1989, 87, right? You have history on your wall, right? 1987, and you graduate this year. You help an old lady this year, and you do a bad things this year. Everything is in the book of life. There's a book. Now, one day, your mother pray hard for you, for example. Your mother pray very hard for you. Maybe God want you to become a full-time minister. Suddenly, God will make a very drastic event occur in your life, right? And God's finger will write something for you and change your life. And then your future will be what? Will be modified. It's very true. You are writing your own history. But God can change your history too. Now, maybe your parents is not a believer. Your parents are writing their own history. But you can pray to the Lord so the Lord can change your parents' life history. Again, fingers of God can interfere your personal life history. When I was in Hawaii, I was very touched by one of the sister's testimony. Because her father was a minister, full-time minister. In TJC. And the sister had, on the way to grow up, she has very bad experiences with human beings. Therefore, she departed from Hawaii and she went to mainland and she just decided to leave God for a while, you know, just to leave God for a while. And of course, in those days, you know what? It is not God needs you, really. It's people need God. I keep telling you guys, I don't know when you can understand this. I mean, but I think from Sister Sarah's testimony, you will notice that it is not human being, not God needs you. It's really you need God. So after years of struggling without church life, without religious life, now she had nowhere to go. Then her father was sick. And then she went back to take care of her father. And then her father died. But before that, she knew that the father never gave up to pray for her. So even though she was wandering for a while, but I think the finger of God also interfered in his life. Just, you know, write something for her because of her father's intercession. Later, now she returned back to the church. She's serving zealously in the church right now. I mean, when I say serving, like, she's participating in the church holy work and do many wonderful things. So indeed, you say your prayer is not important. Yes, it indeed is important. God have a plan for everybody. You hear from Pastor Chow, one day TJC is going to be very prosperous, right? And who God is going to use? You are the one God is going to use, right? When we are LKK race already, yeah? LKK stands for Lao Kok Kok, yeah? Lao Kok Kok in English is an old generation, yeah? We are old generation. You are the future. And I just hope that God can continue to what? To work mightily in your life. Now, I still remember, time is up, when we came out, when I came out to TDP, one pastor from South America, the other pastor from UK, and our instructor, when he prayed for us, he shed tears, and he get up, he told us that, you know, you guys are so lucky. You can be used by the Lord. Because he can tell that this is the last day. The Lord is coming. There are many works need to be done. And God need to use you. Now, it was 8 years ago. I still remember her tears and his tears and his vision. He know that time is here. God is going to do something. And God is going to move many youths to use his finger to write something on your heart. And your life history can be changed. Oh, let's pray in silence.